This is an All Ears English episode, the three quickest ways to improve your English pronunciation. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. You can learn all of the vocabulary in the world and you can use perfect grammar, but if you don't use correct pronunciation, you won't be able to achieve connection. Today, listen in and get our three tips to improve your pronunciation. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Aubrey. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm fantastic. I'm excited to be here, but I have a key question for you today. You ready?
Yeah.
So how do you improve your pronunciation in a new language? It's a broad question, but I think a lot of our listeners still want to know how.
Yes, we get this question a lot. And I've thought about this myself because for the most part, I'm self-taught, right? I don't have a teacher there giving me pronunciation feedback. Usually whoever I'm talking about, I'm just trying to connect in Spanish or in French. I'm not asking them to correct my pronunciation. That would sort of hurt the connection.
Yeah.
So I've struggled with this. I'm like, how do I improve my pronunciation? I would either need, I think, to find a teacher or maybe an app that could help me. It's tricky.
That's a good point. If your goal is connection, which that is what we recommend, especially really for any level, right? Any level, it goes across all levels, but especially at this B2 to C1 level, you want to connect because you want to get that positive feedback in your own mind to want to go and do it again, right? As we create this positive feedback loop. So connection is the goal, but how then do we dedicate time to making sure our pronunciation is correct? Right?
Exactly. Yeah. I've struggled with this and we get a lot of questions. We're answering one today from Juan Antonio Santa Cruz, who just said, how do I improve my pronunciation? Mm-hmm. I get it. I can feel the frustration in this question. It's like, this is a struggle. How do we do this?
So yeah.
We've thought about this. We've looked into it and I'm excited to answer this question today.
Yeah. So Juan Antonio asked this question in Spotify. Guys, if you don't know, you have the opportunity to ask a question over in Spotify. And we do see all those questions. So go and add your question there to have your name and question on the show. So Aubrey, today we have three kind of tips, right? For Juan Antonio. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. And for everyone out there who wants to improve their pronunciation, I have a feeling that's basically everyone listening. It's me, right? In the languages I'm learning. So our first tip here is all about mimicking or shadowing.
Yeah.
Do you do this, Lindsay, when you are learning a language? Do you do some mimicking? I definitely do.
I should do it more. I tend to go right to speaking, but if I were dedicating more time to my Spanish, I would. I absolutely would to up my game. But I do know a lot of our listeners do this with our show, right? With All Ears English. They do mimic,
maybe which is
transcripts
so smart.
And mimic and read and listen and repeat back. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a few sort of sub tips here, because more and more you're going to be hearing AI audio. I found I have this like book summaries app, and I didn't realize for a while that it was AI audio.
Wow.
And until there started to be some sort of pronunciation errors, I'm like, oh goodness, someone could be mimicking this and making mistakes. So first of all, choose a native speaker who speaks clearly, right? Not too fast. You do have to be sort of thoughtful about what you're mimicking. Our show is great. Our YouTube videos are great. But sometimes if it's like a TED Talk who's sort of monotone or speaks too fast, that's not what you want to be shadowing.
I think also the context of what you're listening to. A TED Talk, you know, is different, right? Because someone is on the stage and they're making a presentation. They're speaking to a group. They're delivering a message. Whereas conversation back and forth is what we probably want to look for, because that's most of what we're going to do.
Exactly, right? You need to be sort of thoughtful about, I should be shadowing, I should be mimicking someone who is using the same type of speech that I want to use. So think about that, right? What situations are you speaking in? Are you preparing to be ready to speak in? And that's the type of language of speech that you should mimic.
Interesting. I like that point. And what about how much time should we take? How long are the chunks that we're taking that we're mimicking from?
Yeah, we recommend just 10 seconds at a time.
Okay.
And this is going to help you really target individual phonemes. You want to repeat back that 10 seconds of audio and record yourself and listen to it, compare to the native speaker. And there's a lot to think about here. The pronunciation of individual sounds, as well as your intonation, your word stress, your syllable stress, right? Compare. What's different? What could you change?
Yeah, I love that. So it sounds like it's not about quantity, it's about quality. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want to listen to a full hour and then try to, think of you, first of all, the time, right? Yeah. You can target very small chunks and save time and make it still very meaningful and useful.
Yeah, I love that. And as we said earlier, I like that point about keeping it within the context of what's going on. It's a conversation. Yeah. Is there laughter going on? Is there a different energy level or vibration happening? Or are we getting into sensitive topics and someone's voice is lowering, or you're hearing more empathy in the voice, you're hearing different things. Maybe you compare two clips. That way we're getting into range, right?
Yes. Good point. Because if you do want to make sure that you are showing empathy in your intonation, then you're going to be picking very specific clips where the native speaker is showing that, so that you can mimic that as well.
Interesting. So then we're going to record ourselves and listen, as we said, right? Right, Aubrey?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Then you can compare. You can compare the original clip to the recording of your voice, because as it's just sort of coming out of your mouth, it's impossible for you to gauge how you're doing, but it will help some to have a recording to listen back to.
I love that. Okay, so that is our first tip, mimicking and shadowing. Definitely go for it, guys. The material out there is free. Our podcast is free. There's lots of great material you can grab to work with. What would be the second one, Aubrey? Second recommendation.
Yes. So the second thing you're going to want to do, and you can do this as you're mimicking, is pay attention to discover and target these individual phonemes that are troublesome for you. This is different in every language for every speaker, right? The ones that are troublesome for me in Spanish or French will be different for someone who lives in another country, has a different first language. This is very individualized to you. You can start really listening to individual phonemes as you're mimicking and recording yourself. You can also do some research. There are videos on YouTube which will show you how to move your mouth, where to make the sound from your first language and your target language.
Yeah, for sure. So we've heard that some troubling phonemes, the CH sound, the SH sound, the TH sound, the R, the L, maybe the B and the V, right?
Yes. These specific ones that you can look like most commonly mispronounced phonemes, right? You can research that, look into it, and then start thinking about your own phonemes, right? Which of these sounds do I struggle with? And you might not realize until you start listening to that recording and start listening, comparing, oh, I see that I'm pronouncing these specific sounds differently from the original audio.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe when we're learning a new language, we might find grammar mistakes more glaring and we might hang on to those and hear ourselves make those mistakes, but maybe we don't notice the pronunciation, slight pronunciation errors that we're making,
Right. This is trickier. It's really difficult to hear it in your own speech. Mm-hmm. So once you're starting to recognize these phonemes, then you can make word lists that include these words. And the best thing is just to drill them. Drill, say these words again and again, properly pronouncing the sound. Keep comparing to the way the native speaker says it, because mm-hmm. repetition is going to give you that muscle memory to say these sounds correctly.
Yeah. So far, Aubrey, we are talking about an individual activity. Right? So we're doing this on our own, getting a sense of trying to correct ourselves. But what do we need to, eventually we need feedback, right?
Yeah, that's what's tricky, because for both one and two, mm-hmm. it's still difficult to hear if you're repeating something back correctly when you're mimicking, or if you're pronouncing these phonemes correctly. For both of these, you do need feedback.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. And so that is our third tip, getting feedback. And we're going to talk now about some ways that we can do it. Right, Aubrey?
Exactly.
What is our recommendation here?
Yeah. So of course, if you have a teacher, if you're using something on iTalki, you can ask them, you know, what phonemes am I struggling with? You can ask for feedback. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have a teacher, or if you want additional help with the teacher, you can also use an app that has speaking feedback, like Rosetta Stone. Yes. This way you can get instant feedback on pronunciation. Mm-hmm. And there's this positive encouragement with a ding when you get it correct. And they let you know if it's not correct so that you can try again.
Right. 100%. And we want to disclose that we are sponsored by Rosetta Stone, guys, but we also believe that this is the way to supplement feedback from a teacher. For example, a couple of weeks ago, I was on a rhythm of practicing my Spanish with a teacher that I had found online, but things kind of went off the rails. He canceled a couple of times. There was some kind of issue. He lost his keys and couldn't get home to his home office quick enough. And it kind of put me off my habit. Right. But in that moment when he canceled, I wanted a way to practice. I was ready. I was mentally prepared to practice. This is where a program like Rosetta Stone can fill in the gaps, where I can get that practice, get that immediate feedback with a verbal or an auditory ding sound, so I can get that experience on that day when I plan to practice my Spanish.
Right. Class is canceled. Open the Rosetta Stone app. Yeah, it's great. They have this speech recognition engine called True Accent built into the program. I've been very impressed with it as I have worked on my Spanish and French. I've intentionally mispronounced something and it recognizes. It can tell if I'm not pronouncing it correctly. So I've been impressed with this pronunciation feedback. And as I try new languages too, right? I was throwing my hat in the ring for Chinese and Arabic because there are so many languages available on Rosetta Stone, 25 languages.
Love it.
And this feedback for the pronunciation really makes a difference. It gives you that motivation to keep trying and gives you what you can't find when you're just working on your own, and it's difficult to figure out if your pronunciation is correct.
Well, I think it's also, we came upon this in the last couple of weeks, a safe space to practice, right? Because I learned Arabic last year, kind of got very basic beginner level exposure, let's say, to Arabic last year, getting ready to go to Egypt. And the lessons were intense for me, because you're painting a whole new canvas in your head, especially if I had never learned any Middle Eastern languages, right? I had learned Japanese and then Western Romance languages. I had nothing that I was coming in with, 100% beginner. And at times I felt embarrassed or ashamed in class when I couldn't remember how to pronounce something. So this does provide a safe space. Maybe we need to just prep for our lesson ahead of time before going on live with our teacher. Right?
That's such a good point, because when a language is quite different from your own, the teacher could make the sound and you're trying to repeat it back and you can hear that you're not doing it correctly, but you're not sure what. There's so much that goes into making these sounds that are very foreign to your mouth.
Yeah. And then you have to record the lesson, go back and listen. But what if you just could work with a program like the True Accent and then be able to just immediately know, am I on track or do I need to slightly adjust my pronunciation? Then you show up to the lesson so much more prepared. I love it. I love it.
Yes, exactly. So guys, we want to make sure that you know we have arranged a special deal that you want to take advantage of, because it's just for a limited time. Listeners of our podcast, Allers English, can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That is amazing.
That is really amazing. I love it. It's a great deal and it's lifetime. Again, we know that you guys love to have access for life to different programs, and this gets you that access. So this is where to go, guys. Type this into your browser right now. Go to rosettastone.com/AEE. And again, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 different language courses for your lifetime, for the rest of your life. Again, 50% off. And Aubrey, would you spell the website for us so we make sure we type the right thing into the URL?
Absolutely. It's rosettastone.com/AEE.
Excellent. Guys, go over there, grab your deal. It is available for a limited time. I cannot guarantee how long it will be available. So if you've been thinking about this, you've heard us talk about Rosetta Stone over the last few months, just go and grab it. Get access to it so you don't have to worry about it anymore and you can try it out. So Aubrey, is there a takeaway today for our listeners? I think we've come up with some really good stuff today.
Absolutely. We get a lot of questions about improving pronunciation, and you have to be intentional about it, right? It's not going to happen automatically with speaking practice, with listening practice. So the three ways we shared, the three tips today, are going to help you improve your pronunciation fast, right? You're going to see a difference very quickly.
Yeah. I think the overall takeaway, like you said, Aubrey, is intentionality. Anything we want to achieve in life, we absolutely have to have intentions, set intentions, and that sets habits, which equals skills eventually, right? That is the way to do it. I love it. So good. Aubrey, thanks for being on the mic today.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Lindsay. See you next time.
All right. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.